天晚上啊，跟大家一起来学习啊，智慧无价。
Tonight we will study on the topic Wisdom is priceless.
啊，我们最近读经在读箴言。
And recently we have been our Bible reading schedule has come to the book of Proverbs.
啊，那箴言主要是在讲我们做基督徒的生活智慧。
And the main theme of the book of Proverbs is about the Christian living and the importance of wisdom.
好，那智慧到底有多重要呢？
So how important is wisdom actually?
好，我们现在来看箴言第三章。我们今天晚上要来看第三章。
And tonight we will read the book of Proverbs chapter 3.
好，箴言第三章的十三节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13.Happy is a man who finds wisdom and a man who gains understanding.
这里讲得智慧得聪明变为有福。
Here it says that happy is a man who finds wisdom.
啊，为什么？第十四节。
But why is that so? Verse 14. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold.
啊，那十五节。
Verse 15, she is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her.
啊，这里讲得智慧胜过银子，她的利益强如精金。
Here it says that for her proceeds are better than profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold.
啊，金银啊，现在就是代表钱。
Silver and gold represents money.
啊，现在是。占据人心里面、啊、最有力量的东西。
And it represents what's deemed as most valuable in the people's hearts.
大部分的人从早上起来到晚上睡觉都是在讲金银。
Majority of the people from the moment that they wake up until at night, they're all talking about silver or gold.
但是这里讲智慧胜过银子。
But here it says that wisdom is more precious.
强过金金。
Wisdom is more precious than silver and gold, and the gain more than fine gold.
啊，也就是说，它给我们的好处哈，啊，超过金银能给我们的好处。
Meaning that the benefits that it brings forth is better than that of silver or gold.
啊，甚至智慧给我们的好处啊，是金银买不到的。
To the extent that the benefits thatsilver or gold can bring to us, the wisdom that, the benefits that come by wisdom is better than that by silver or gold.
啊，所以十五节哈。
That is why in verse 15.
智慧比珍珠宝贝，你一切喜爱都不足以比较。
She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her.
啊，那十五节的下面一句就结论了。不管我们喜欢什么，都不能够跟智慧比较。
So the second portion of verse 15 concludes that all our desires cannot be compared with wisdom.
啊，所以智慧是我们一生最重要的。
That is why wisdom is of the utmost importance in our lives.
啊，所罗门当王啊，神向他显现说，你可以求一件事情，我要给你。
When Solomon became king, God revealed to him andtold him that you can request for one thing.
啊，所罗门求智慧。
And King Solomon prayed for wisdom.
啊，神就很高兴了。
And God was very happy.
啊，不但给他智慧。
Besides granting wisdom to him.
财富也给他长寿。
Wealth and longevity were all given to him.
啊，那摩西活到120岁。
And Moses lived up to 120 years.
啊，在诗篇90篇，他对人他的人生有一个结论。
And in Psalms chapter 90, he made a conclusion of his life.
那在后面、啊、他有对神有七个心愿。
And he has seven wishes towards God.
那第一个就是得着智慧的心。
The first is the heart of desiring for wisdom.
哦，所以摩西活的一辈子，他发现、啊、智慧实在是最重要。
So having lived his entire life, Moses concluded that.Wisdom is of the most important.
好，那有时候我们再回想我们自己。
And sometimes when we reflect on ourselves.
我们每一次跪下来都在祈求。
Every time when we kneel down, we pray for something.
我们就想想看啊，我什么时候曾经向神求智慧？
So let us reflect and ponder, when have we ever prayed for wisdom?
如果智慧这么重要，超过金银，那我什么时候向神求智慧？
If wisdom is so important that it is more precious than silver or gold, have we ever prayed for wisdom?
那这样我们就知道说，哎，确实，我们祷告的方向需要有一点改变。
So then we can conclude that the direction of our prayers and our requests should have a change in its direction.
那首先呢，智慧从哪里来？
First of all, what is the source of wisdom?
我们先来看一节圣经节。
Let's refer to a Bible verse.
我们看耶利米书。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书的第八章。
Jeremiah chapter 8.
耶利米书第八章。
Jeremiah chapter 8.
第七节。
Verse 7. Even the stork in the heavens knows her appointed times, and the turtle dove, the swift and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people do not know the judgment of the Lord.
这个第七节在提到有两种的法则。
Here it talks about two laws.
一个是大自然的法则。
One is the laws of the nature.
所以空中的飞鸟它都知道冬天要往南飞，夏天要往北飞。
Even the storks in the heavens know that during the 冬天 during the winter, he has to fly towards the south, and in the spring towards in the summer towards the north.
谁教他的？
And who taught them that?
这个神给他的智慧。
This is a wisdom that came from God.
他如果没有这样做，他就死了。
If he does not do so, it will die.
那下面，我的百姓不知道神的法则。
And then later on, the lower portion, it says that, but my people do not know the judgment of the Lord.
就是不认识神。
That is to say that my people do not know God.
那如果我们再看第九节。
And if we refer to verse 9, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have?
这里讲哈。讲智慧人弃掉神的话，心中还有什么智慧呢？
Here it says that if they have rejected the word of the Lord, what wisdom do they have?
所以一个人如果弃掉神的话，他还有什么智慧呢？
So if one has rejected the words of Lord, what wisdom does he have?
这一句话倒过来讲如果我们心中隐藏神的话，这个就是智慧。
In other words, if we hide the words of the, we keep the words of the Lord in our hearts, this is wisdom.
比方说，每一个人活着都有他一套的人生哲学。
For example, everyone lives with their own life philosophies.
有的人他虽然我没有用这个名词，他有他一套的观念。
Some people do not literally use this term, but they have their own perception and concept of life.
但是最有智慧的生活哲学就是从圣经来的。
But the most wise living philosophy is that which comes from the Bible.
那如果我们把圣经丢掉，自己去发明一套生活的理想哲学，
but
那还有什么智慧？
But if we set aside or forsake the Bible and then create for ourselves a set of living philosophies, then what wisdom do we have?
因为我们是有限的。
Because we're all limited.
我们的想法是有限的。
And our thinking is limited.
神是无限的。
But God is unlimited.
人的智慧是无限的。
And 人的智慧。
神的智慧是无限的。
God's wisdom is unlimited.
所以神的话里面的智慧是无穷的。
That is why the words in the God's words are abundant.
那到了新约时代圣经讲智慧就指主耶稣本身了。
And then in the New Testament,Wisdom is referring to Jesus himself.
我们看第一章哥林多前书第一章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
三十节。
Verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. But of him you are in Jesus Christ, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
这里讲神使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
Here it says that, of him you are in Jesus Christ who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
神使主耶稣成为我们的智慧。
And God has made Jesus Christ be our wisdom.
那什么叫做使主耶稣成为我们的智慧？
What does it mean by that?
好，如果我们一生哦都照主耶稣的话来做，这个就是最有智慧的人。
If throughout our lives we conduct all our actions according to God's words, then this is someone that is most wise.
我们在世界上不一定很聪明。
We are unnecessarily very intelligent in this world.
但是如果我一生都照主耶稣的话来生活，我就是最有智慧。
But if we lead our entire lives according to his words, then we're the most wise.
好，那我们如果我们看第二章的十五节。
If we refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15.
好，请读。
But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
这里讲属灵人能够看透万事，这个就是智慧。
Here it says that he who is spiritual judges all things, and this represents wisdom.
什么是看透啊？英文叫 judge， 就是能够每一件事情有一个很正确的判断力。
If one is able to have the right judgment towards all matters.
那属灵人是什么？
And who is this spiritual person?
所以十六节。
Verse 16.
但我们是有基督的心呐。
For who has known the mind of the Lord?
所以一个人如果有主耶稣的心。
So if someone knows the mind of the Lord.
他的想法跟主耶稣一样。
That his thinking is likened to that of the Lord.
他的看法跟主耶稣一样。
That his thinking is similar to that of Jesus.
那他的决定跟主耶稣一样。
So his decisions will be similar to that of Jesus.
那这样，这个人就是最有智慧。
Then this person is the most wise person.
所以主耶稣就是我们的智慧。
That is why Jesus is our wisdom.
所以我们信主耶稣到底在追求什么？
When we believe in Jesus, what are we pursuing?
就是追求有主耶稣的心。
We're pursuing after having the hearts of Jesus.
对每一件事情能够看得很清楚。
To be able to discern every matter.
那我们每一个决定都合神的心意。
That all our decisions are in accordance to the will of God.
那这样的人叫做有智慧。
Someone like this is someone regarded as a wise person.
好，那我们现在回来看箴言的第三章。
Now let's refer back to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言的第三章。
Proverbs chapter
3. 十六节。
Verse 16. Length of days is in her right hand, in the left hand riches and honor.
这里讲智慧的右手有长寿，左手有富贵。
Here it says that the length of days is in the wisdom's right hand, and in the wisdom's left hand, riches and honor.
一想到长寿跟富贵，大家就想这样的人很有福气。
When we think about longevity and riches, we think that this is someone blessed.
那长寿跟富贵从哪里来？
And what is the source of longevity and wisdom?
从智慧来。
Longevity and wisdom comes from And wealth comes from wisdom.
也就是说，如果我们有主耶稣的智慧，我们就有长寿，就有富贵。
That is to say that if we have the wisdom from Jesus, then we will have longevity and riches.
还有，富贵。
And wealth.
我们想想看哈，最长寿的人是谁
？Let us ponder who is the richest person.
969岁。
To have lived his life up to 969 years.
快要一千年了。
It's almost 1,000 years.
我们连十分之一都活不到。
We can't even live our lives up to 1/10 of his.
但是我们如果再问一下，最长寿的人是谁？
But if we ask further, who actually lives the longest life?
原来就是你跟我。
It's actually you and I.
因为我们在主里面有永生。
That is because we have eternal life in God.
就是永远不会死的。
That we will never die.
在地上活长寿不一定是有福气啊。
To live a long life on earth does not mean that you are blessed.
我记得有一个长者人就问他，你怎么活这么，你活这么久，什么秘诀？
So I remember that this elderly person has been asked, what is your secret of living such a long life?
他的回答说，奇怪，我怎么不会死啊？
So this elderly person was even curious that why didn't he why couldn't he die?
哦，所以对他来讲哦，活到一个程度以后，他觉得活得没有快乐。
So to this elderly person, after living to a certain extent, there's no longer any happiness.
但是啊，我们得永生啊，是在天国。
But we have eternal life in heaven.
啊，那不是在地上的。
But not on earth.
所以那是真正的福气。
So that is the true blessing.
好，那这里说啊，他的啊左手有富贵。
So here it says that in the left hand is the length. It is riches and honor.
哦，最尊贵的是谁？
So, who is the most honorable person?
如果我们看很多报纸在报道英国皇族的结婚
if we see the publications of the royal wedding, the British royal wedding,
这是人看作尊贵
This is deemed as honor.
其实回到圣经来看，那个是犯奸淫啊
In the eyes of the earthly people, but if you refer to the Bible, they are committing adultery.
离婚再婚是犯奸淫。
Because they have been divorced and they were remarried.
好，那最尊贵的是谁？
So who's the most honorable person?
就是你跟我。
It's you and I.
啊，圣经说我们是君尊的祭司。
The Bible says that we are the most honored priesthood.
圣洁的国度。
And we are the holy kingdom.
啊，属神的子民。
We are the children that belongs to heaven.
所以哪里有比这个更尊贵？
What is more honorable than these?
哦，神又是圣灵给我们做印做凭据。
And God has given us the seal of the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以最尊贵就是你跟我。
So the most honorable person is you and I.
哦，本来我是罪人。
Originally we are sinners.
主耶稣的宝血把我们的从罪里面赎出来。
And God's precious blood has cleansed us and redeemed us from sins.
哦，所以我们叫做重价买来的。
That is why we, it is said that we have been redeemed through a high price.
那这个身份不是钱买得到的。
So this status cannot be bought through money.
而所以这个是智慧得来的。
That is why it is from wisdom.
我们有智慧认识救恩，认识主耶稣。
To have the wisdom to come and know God.
那左手有富，富就是丰富。
And in the left hand, there's riches.
最丰富的是谁？
So who is the most rich richest?
我们如果报纸看一看哈，我们大家都知道是谁。
If we read the newspaper, we all should know who's the richest person.
但是如果我们圣经读一读哈，最丰富的就是你跟我。
But if we read the Bible, we will know that the richest people are actually you and I.
为什么？
Why is that so?
因为主耶稣来世界上匆匆忙忙，有恩典，有真理。
Because Jesus came to this world and he is filled with abundant truth
还有恩典
and grace.
所以最丰富是你跟我，我们有丰盛神的恩典。
So you and I are the richest because we are filled by the grace of God.
再来主耶稣要让我们脱离从情欲来的败坏，能够跟神的性情有份。
And Jesus wants us to be departed and discerned from the lust of and desires of the world to be part of Jesus.
神跟神的性情有份 divine nature.
To have the divine nature of Jesus.
所以最丰富就是你跟我。我们如果常常祷告被圣灵充满这个神性主耶稣那个神性会充满在我们里面。
So if we often read the Bible and we pray, we will be filled by this God's divine nature.
还有义人在神的国要发光像太阳。
And the righteous man will shine in the heavens just like the sun.
所以我们在地上为主耶稣的努力，我们的灵性在天上有看不见的富足。
So the labor that we have given to God will reward us the reward will come in heaven.
所以一个人如果有智慧，懂得一直在提升自己的灵性，懂得为神来做一些事情他在天国就是很富足。
So if someone is filled with wisdom that he often uplifts himself and participate in holy work, then he will be blessed and with abundant riches in heaven.
所以为什么智慧这么重要？
Why is wisdom so important?
它不是钱买得到的。
It cannot be bought by money.
它给我们的果效不是金银能够换取的。
And the effect on us cannot be exchanged through silver or gold.
17节。
Verse 17. her ways are ways of pleasantness, and her paths are peace.
这里讲她的道是安乐的。
Here it says that her ways are ways of pleasantness.
我们大家都很喜欢活得很快乐。
All of us wish to live a joyful life.
但是最快乐的人是谁？
But who's the most joyful person?
最快乐的人就是有神跟他同在的人。
The most joyful person is one that has the abidance of God.
所以圣经里面讲啊，我们靠着耶稣与神和好，现在要借着他以神为乐。
And just like the Bible says that we are united with God, and now we want to. Since we have been reconciled with Christ, now we want to rejoice with Christ.
好，那玛利亚说什么？
And what did Mary say?
我心尊主为大。
I honor I magnify God.
我的灵以救主为乐。
And my soul rejoices in him.
所以最快乐的人是有神同在的。
So the happiest people are the ones that have the abidance of God.
那这不是钱买得到啊。
So this is not something that can be bought with money.
那人如果有智慧，懂得把生命那个追求把它定准在神，那天天活得很喜乐。
So if someone has the wisdom to fix his pursuit on God, then he will lead a joyful life every day.
所以智慧真的很重要。
So wisdom is indeed very important.
好，那我们如果看17节的下半句。
So if you look at the second portion of verse 17.
她的路是平安的。
Her paths are peace.
路就是要引导我们往前走。
So the paths lead us to it, forward.
我们每一天这样一直生活。
And we lead our lives every day like that.
怎么可以看到我们前面的日子充满着平安？
How can we see that our future is filled with peace?
如果从以赛亚书里来讲，平安是从公义来的。
And if we read the book of Isaiah, peace comes from righteousness.
如果我们懂得活一个神看为公义的生活。
If we lead a life that is deemed as righteous in the eyes of God,
那神就与我们同在。
Then we will have the abidance of God.
我们生活就没有忧愁，也没有害怕。
There will be no fear or worries in our lives.
所以他的路，智慧所带给我们的路是平安的。
Therefore, wise ways are ways of pleasantness.
因此一个人有长寿，有富贵，有喜乐，有平安。
Therefore, for one to have riches, honor, pleasantness and peace.
那这样的人生还有什么可以求呢？
And longevity, what else can we ask for in this life?
这不是幸福吗？
Isn't this a blessing?
那这从哪里来？
So where does this come from?
从智慧来的。
All these come from wisdom.
也是从主耶稣来的。
And they are from Jesus.
所以智慧无价。
That is why wisdom is priceless.
我们一生最重要要追求智慧。
The ultimate goal of our lives should be pursuing after wisdom.
那神的话本身就是智慧。
So the words of God itself is wisdom.
所以我们照神的话做，就是很有智慧的人。
So if we do according to God's words, then we are wise people.
好，我们现在来看，从第三章来看一些实际生活的一个指引。
So now, through chapter 3, we shall read the guides of our lives.
第三章第四节。
Chapter 3, verse 4.
箴言第三章第四节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man.
这里讲，你要在神跟人面前蒙恩宠，有聪明。
Here it says that to find favor in high esteem in the sight of God and man.
主耶稣十二岁，神跟人喜爱的心，都增加。
At the age of 12, Jesus has been loved by God and man.
主耶稣十二岁就有神的恩典在他身上。
And at the age of 12, Jesus already has the grace of God in him.
十二岁小孩子就有神的恩典在身上。
At the age of 12, he already has the grace of God in him.
你如果当父母的看到你12岁的小孩子，他身上已经有神的恩，你真的为他感谢神，你就很放心了。
If parents see that the child of 12, a 12-year-old child already has the grace of God, then they will be at peace and they will rejoice.
好，那这从哪里来？
Where does this come from?
如果我们回答第三章第五节。
If we refer back to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
第三章第三节，请读。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart.
这里讲不要使慈爱跟诚实离开你。
Let not mercy and truth forsake you.
要系在你的颈项上，刻在你的心板上。
Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart.
这个系在颈项上就是看得到，时常提醒我们自己。
To bind them around your neck is to set it as a reminder that we can often see it.
刻在我们心板上就是不要忘记。
And to write them on the tablet of the heart is to not forget.
两件事情。
Two matters.
第一个慈爱。
First is mercy.
第二个诚实。
Second is truth.
用这个两个态度来生活。
And to live with these two attitudes.
诚实就是没有虚假。
And to have truth is there's no fakeness.
神主耶稣是实实在在的神。
Jesus is truly God.
所以我们在主耶稣里面必须是一个很实在的人。
That is why in the Lord Jesus, we have to be someone that is truthful.
那主就与我们同在。
Then we will have the abundance of God.
那如果我们人很实在，就赢得别人的信用。
And if we have, we are truthful, then we will gain the trust of others.
所以这个叫做那四节说这样前面就是原因，第四节就是结果，神跟人，你在要都要得到恩宠。
And in verse 4, the beginning portion is the reason, and the second portion is the result that find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man.
那这个慈爱呢？慈爱就是要对人有恩啊。
And to be merciful is to be grateful to others.
你看那个我们看当时波阿斯对路德讲话。
We see when Boaz was speaking to Ruth.
里面充满着恩言。
It was filled with gratitude.
你可以到我的田来捡麦穗。
That you can come and harvest on my land.
你可以跟我的仆人一起吃饭。
You can feast with my servants.
讲了很多很多的恩言。
Talk about all these words of gratitude.
所以一个人如果有慈爱常常对人有恩这个人一定会得到人的恩报。
So if someone is merciful and is filled with gratitude, he will often be He will repay others with grace.
那如果我们对人有慈爱神也与我们同在。
And if we have mercy on others, God will abide with us.
所以有时候我们一直为自己的事情祷告。
Sometimes we often pray for our own matters.
好像祷告来祷告去，不晓得祷告到哪里去。
And after praying for a long time, we don't know what is the direction of our prayers.
那现在我们不把我们事情放在一旁，我们开始为别人祷告。
But when we set our personal matters aside and start praying for others,
这很奇妙，你开始为别人祷告，自己的问题解决了。
Amazingly, once you start praying for others, your own problems will be resolved.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我们有慈爱。
That is because we have mercy.
所以我们就在神眼前就蒙恩宠。
That is why we gain favor and high esteem in the sight of God.
那这个就是智慧啊。
This is wisdom.
所以智慧不一定说你要懂得很深的道理，当然那需要智慧。
Wisdom does not only mean that we need to have very deep knowledge, but of course that requires wisdom.
把圣经的话生活出来，这个就是智慧。
To live out the words of the Bible.
那我们就可以享受神跟人对我们的恩宠跟蒙恩宠。
Then we can enjoy the favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man.
好，那我们再回来看第三章，箴言第三章。
Now let's refer back to Proverbs chapter 3.
我们看第六节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
这个地方讲，在一切所行的事上，他要指引你的路。
Here it says that in all your ways he shall direct your paths.
真的，我们前面的道路变化多于计划。
There are a lot of changes in our future paths that surpasses our plans.
谁能够预测2019年我们本身会怎么变化？没有一个人知道。
Who who can actually predict the changes that will happen to us in the year of 2019?
但是啊，神知道。
But God knows.
啊，所以如果神指引我们的路。
So if God directs our paths.
就是我们的天父在指引我们的路。
And if our paths are directed by our Heavenly Father.
那天父在指引我们的路，我们还有什么忧愁？
If our Heavenly Father is directing our paths, what are the worries we have?
父母亲在指引儿女都是为着爱他。
Parents direct the children's paths out of love.
那天父在指引我们都是为着我们好的。
And the Heavenly Father leads our paths because he wants for the good of us.
那要怎么让天父来指引我的路？
But how can we let our Heavenly Father direct our paths?
那这里就有两种的做法。
Here there are two ways.
好，我们先来看第三章第五节。
Let's refer to chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
这里讲要专心仰赖神。
Here it says trust in the Lord with all your heart.
那仰赖神的另外一个生活方式是什么？依靠自己的聪明。
And what is the other way of trusting with the Lord, trusting with all your heart in the Lord, that is to rely on your wisdom.
那如果我们依靠自己的聪明,
so if we rely on our own wisdom,
那我们就不会专心仰赖神,
then we will not trust in the Lord wholeheartedly.
那什么叫做专心仰赖神?
So what does it mean by trust in the Lord?
如果第六节, 在一切所行的事上都要认定他。
In verse 6, that is,In all your ways, acknowledge him.
什么叫做认定他?
What does it mean by acknowledging?
就是我们有我们的想法，但是我们要拿到神的面前来祷告。
That is to say that we have our own set of thinking, but we have to bring that forth to and before God and pray about it.
这个是我的想法。
That this is my own set of thinking.
这是我对我自己前面的计划。
These are my plans for my future.
如果你喜悦，求你成全。
If it's in favor to you, then Please accomplish.
如果这不合你的旨意，求你来改变。
But if it's not according to your favor, then we request for you to change them.
好像他们在要进入迦南地神吩咐说约柜要抬在前面。
Just like when the Israelites were about to enter the land of Canaan, the commandment of God is that the covenant has to be in front.
那你要离三千肘。
And it has to be 3,000 cubits away.
那这样你才知道应该要走的路。
Only then will you know the path.
就是说要留一个空间给神来改变我们自己的计划。
That is to leave some space for the Lord Jesus to change our own plans.
那什么叫依靠自己的聪明?
What does it say by relying on our own
就是我们有自己的想法，我们已经有自己的决定。
That is, we have our own set of thinking and we have made our own decisions.
然后我们一直祷告，求神来成全我的决定。
And then we keep praying for God to accomplish our thinking and decisions.
没有神没有改变我们的一个空间。
And God does not have the space to change us.
所以什么是智慧？
So what does it mean by knowledge?
不要依靠自己的聪明。
Wisdom is not to rely on your own understanding.
在一切所行的事上要认定神。
To acknowledge him in all your ways.
那这个就是智慧。
This is wisdom.
那我们就可以看到神在引导我们的路。
Then we can clearly see that he is directing our paths.
好，那我们现在回来看第三章。
Now let's refer back to chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
这里讲不要自以为有智慧。
Here it says that do not be wise in your own eyes.
那下面说要敬畏神，远离恶事。
And then later it says that fear the Lord and depart from evil.
每一个人在犯罪的时候都以为这个没有人知道。
Whenever everyone is committing a sin, they would be thinking that no one knows.About it.
每一个人在犯罪的时候都以为这是对我好的。
When everyone is committing a sin, they would think that it is for their benefits.
所以人才会犯罪。
That is why people commit sins.
这个对我有好处没有人知道。
They think that this, by doing this, it brings me certain advantages and no one knows.
但是圣经怎么讲呢?
But how does the Bible say?
不要自以为有智慧。
Do not be wise in your own eyes.
要敬畏神，远离恶事。
Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
这个就是智慧。
This is wisdom.
远离恶事就是智慧。
To depart from evil is wisdom.
因为一定会有一个后果跑出来。
Because there will be some consequences of it.
隐藏的事没有不会显露出来的。
And whatever that is hidden will one day be revealed.
所以我们懂得敬畏神，没有人看见，我们也远离恶事。
So if we're God fearing, even though no one is looking, we will depart from evil.
所以箴言里面记载很多的话，都是我们生活很实际的引导。
So many words recorded in the book of Proverbs are good guides to our lives.
那我们这样去做，就是有智慧。
So if we conduct ourselves in this manner, this is wisdom.
那这样一直做下去我们生活就充满着喜乐平安。
And to continue to act this way, our lives will be filled with peace and joy.
左手有长寿，右手有富贵。
Your left hand has longevity, and your right hand has riches and honor.
那这样的生活是蒙福的。
And this life is a blessed one. Now let's sing hymn.
162首。
Let's sing hymn 162.